Keith Lockhart, a great pleasure to have you back on the program. Thank you very much for being with us as always.
Thank you, Joe. Great to talk to you.
Give us a sense of how you look at anniversaries. Tanglewood 75, how do you look at things like this? I mean, obviously it's an accomplishment, but do you personally get involved in that in the sense of, okay, what can we do to properly commemorate this?
Well, I think, in many ways, as I look at it, the 75th year is no more profound than the 74th year or the 76th year. I mean, but it is an opportunity for all of us to recognize what this place has meant in the musical world for three quarters of a century. And yes, we've all been involved at the BSO in planning this event because, it's the biggest anniversary we've had in a while.
So when you talk about just what it gives you a chance to think of what this place means, for you, what does it mean? For you, what has been so special about it for you in your career?
Well, I've known about Tanglewood since I was a serious high school music student, and I grew up in upstate New York. So it was always kind of a nearby but yet somehow mythic and unapproachable place. I went there a couple of times as a student in high school to hear concerts, and was kind of amazed by this juxtaposition of really world-class music-making, world-class art, and an absolutely gorgeous natural environment. I think it's something that has, kept at the center of what the Tanglewood experience is the opportunity to leave all those day-to-day cares behind and really concentrate on the music, because what's around you is so conducive to that.
For you, what is it like to then be such a part of it? It was a part of your youth, and now you are a part of it and have something to do with it and are a large part of it. And it must be quite thrilling and yet something you probably don't reflect on a whole lot.
No, I'm afraid I don't have too much time to reflect on it, but you're right. And I think one of the things that I think about is the wonderful, august company of musicians you get to join, the people who have trod across that stage at the Tanglewood Shed over the last three quarters of a century, really read like a who's who, not only of American music, but of classical music the world over. I mean, to occupy the same podium that Bernstein and Copland have stood on, and Koussevitzky, and so many great moments and experiences and premieres in the world of music is an honor and one that shouldn't be taken lightly.
You are going to be conducting July 8th, a Sunday afternoon concert with the Boston Pops, featuring Bernadette Peters, and the Shed sold out. The lawn tickets are still available, and this is like one of the highlights of the summer.
I'm really glad. Bernadette is just an amazing and a one-of-a-kind performer, and she's been with us at the Pops several times over the last few years. I've had just a tremendous respect for her and just been in kind of an awe of her talent ever since I first saw her, probably 30 years ago on the Broadway stage, and it's really great that people have responded to it so strongly, and I'm just looking forward to a really wonderful concert and a great way to help celebrate the opening weekend.
I thought about this in the sense that she has such a versatility, as does the pop, so that makes it a really good combination.
I think so, and she is, at the Pops, of course, we do a lot with American musical theater and Broadway, and she is, I think, the reigning diva and has been for some time of that stage, and her connection with Sondheim and with so many of the great masters, her repertoire is great and fits so wonderfully into what the Pops does.
What are some of the things that you'll be working on for Sunday?
Well, the first part of the program, the part before Bernadette Peters, is a little bit of a tribute to our neighbors to the south. It's a New York tribute, kind of made sense since we were heading toward Bernadette Peters and Broadway, called Bright Lights in Big City, and it features a performance of Duke Ellington's Harlem and some of the music from Bernard Herrmann's score to Taxi Driver, as well as some fun things thrown in. And I think it's a good setup for her. And for her, she will discussing with us several of the pieces that are associated with her appearances with Sondheim, from Into the Woods and from Follies and from Sunday in the Park with George, as well as music from the Rodgers and Hammerstein show book, and just some great Bernadette Peters favorites.
We've talked to her about what it's like to sing Sondheim. What is it like to conduct Sondheim?
Well, I started my professional career doing much more musical theater than concert work, and had the great honor of doing the first outside of New York production of Sunday in the Park with George, for instance, which was about, 27, 28 years ago or so. I don't know of anyone who has done more to advance the cause of musical theater as a really serious art form than Sondheim. The marriage of words and music, the genius involved in the way he writes and the way he sets his writing is something that I don't think has ever been replicated, even among the greats, among Cole Porter and Rodgers and Hammerstein and so on and so forth. And I think it's a pleasure anytime I get to help translate some of his music for an audience.
And when it comes to the Pops and the rest of the season, you're actually taking, because of the anniversary, you'll be here quite a bit.
Quite a bit more than usual, yes. And, so I'll be burning up the Mass Pike between Boston and Tanglewood. I'll be out there again on the 14th for the 75th anniversary gala, and then for Tanglewood on Parade in August, as well as John Williams' birthday tribute on the 18th of August, and another appearance with the Pops toward the end of the season. I believe it's on the 24th with the music of Gershwin featuring Maureen McGovern and Brian Stokes Mitchell.
And it doesn't seem to get any better than that. I mean, that's a great collaboration.
Hey, I have a good job.
How much of that job is you saying, wouldn't it be great if we got this person? Wouldn't it be wonderful if we could match these two things together?
A lot of it is that, actually, and a lot of that goes, happens years before the project actually comes to fruition. Just this, for instance, this past year in Boston during our spring pop season, we brought for the very first time Steve Martin and his band, the Steep Canyon Rangers, in for an evening of bluegrass. This is something that Steve Martin had never taken on before, and certainly he's not somebody who needs to do things that he doesn't find of interest. But we thought about this years ago, and finally got through the right people to him, and he was delighted to do it, and we really created something that was one of the most special moments in the whole spring pop season. And I think Tanglewood audiences can look forward to that coming out there fairly soon.
Because it's something that you look at and you say, okay, well, Steve Martin does this. He has this wonderful talent on the banjo. He has this great group that is backing him. So then you add the other component of the orchestra. And how much does he leave into your hands, and how much does he play into that and say, okay, this is what I think would sound best?
I think it really is a collaborative process, but most people who are coming into the orchestral world for the first time realize that we've done that with countless performers from all sorts of different walks of musical life, and they mostly leave it to us to make them sound good, and that's we're proud to do that.
Is that sometimes a challenge?
sometimes the translation is more difficult than others, but in the case of Steve, for instance, the translation was perfect. Bluegrass music really fits well onto a string-based ensemble like an orchestra, and the results were fantastic.
But if you have an artist, I mean, do you know going in, or sometimes is it when they arrive that you think, oh, this may be a little more challenging than I had anticipated?
I'd like to say I always can predict that with complete accuracy, but sometimes things that you expect to be near disastrous turn out to be really easy, and sometimes things that you expect to be a walk in the park turn out to be near disastrous. So keeps it exciting.
Oh, that life thing, right?
Yes, exactly.
So the 75th anniversary of Tanglewood is upon us, and Your reign at Tanglewood begins on July 8th, Sunday, with Bernadette Peters, and folks can find out more information by going to tanglewood.org, tanglewood.org. Keith Lockhart, it's always a great pleasure to speak with you. I wish you all the luck in the world, and we look forward to seeing you here at Tanglewood.
Joe, it's our pleasure. Thanks. We'll see you at Tanglewood.
Thank you very much. Again, Keith Lockhart will be conducting the Boston Pops on Sunday, July 8th.
with the Boston Pops Orchestra and vocalist Bernadette Peters. You can find out more information about that event and all of the Boston Pops events by going to tanglewood.org. You're listening to The Roundtable live at Tanglewood on WAMC.